army treat. Come on, talk to Daddy.
Bloody hell, woman, you're cutting off my circulation.
Hello, all my Neck and Spike listeners. I know it's been a while. I hope y'all haven't missed your Spike too much. I hope you've been going to the live journal community of Naked Spike and reading some of these fanfics and looking at some of the neat art that's been going on. There's been a lot of manips, a lot of screensavers, icons that have been going up. Really good challenges this month. The story that I have for you today, it's called Fooling Yourself. It is by Cobalt Mystic and it is rated PG. It is Xander and Spike, of course, and I promise you I will be bringing you some stories that are other than Xander and Spike. Now on with our story. Spike wanted to hate it, hate everything about it. He didn't want to be that again, but every time the boy turned that smile on him, every time he came home from work with his face full of awe and joy at seeing the vampire, every stolen touch at the Scooby meeting, and every time Xander asked if he could tell the others about them, Spike felt a little harder and fought a little less. The book was his undoing. Xander had come home late, a package protectively under his arm. Wordlessly, he handed the paper-covered bundle to his vampire before vanishing into the bathroom from his nightly shower, caressing the package. Spike carefully opened the package, gasping at what he saw. A beautiful burgundy leather-bound writing journal and matching old-fashioned fountain pen, both with the letters W and S imprinted on them in fine script. The letters seemingly to flow into each other, locked together like some obsidian Gordian knot. Spike sat stunned, caressing the pages of the book. He didn't notice Xander return from the shower or the boy coming up behind him, but the soft, hesitant, almost fearful words burst straight to his core. You like it? Xan, pet, how could I not? Xander ran his warm, rough hand over the vampire's cheek. Spike instantly nuzzled the much-loved flesh. Why? The vampire asked after a moment. Xander shrugged. Thought you might, I don't know, have stuff you wanted to write down? You know, keep track of. His perfect blue eyes filled with tears. How'd I wind up with you? You stole my heart. It was in the middle of the night, and Spike was sitting at his desk, the dusky light sharpening his fine features of his head, bent over his journal, pen moving feverishly across the page. He seldom wrote when Xander was home, and if he did, he waited for his lover to fall asleep. Part of him, a part that he thought had been long dead, wanted nothing so much as to share his feelings with the young man, share his words, yet the same part of him feared it equally as much. Then Xander got sick, not injured on patrol or at work, but sick-burning, delusional, terrifying sick, the kind of sick that had a 130-year-old demon in extrinsic panic. Every minute of the day, Spike sat with his love, reading to him from the precious journal, letting him hear the words he had been too afraid to share when his boy was well and would remember. On the fourth day, Xander's fever broke. On the fifth day, he opened his eyes and his first words were, "Read it again." Almost shattered the vampire's heart. Tonight, in their apartment in front of the warm, roaring fire, Spike sat, journal and pen in hand, and his love, his Xander, lolling against him, his darkening head in his lap. He hadn't wanted to be that person. He'd fought it tooth and nail. He had wondered just how much he would have missed if he had won. I hope everyone enjoyed this story from Cobalt Mystic. Join us next time. I should be bringing you some more fanfics from the Live Journal community of Naked Spike. Please visit the Live Journal community of Naked Spike to see more icons, more fan art, and to read some more stories that are out there. And if you've enjoyed these stories and you join the Live Journal community of Naked Spike, please definitely leave comments for all of these authors and all of these artists. They love feedback. Have a good week, and I should be bringing you another story here pretty soon. Bye, everybody.
Many were infected. Infected with a disease that thinks, a disease that talks. And as the victims finally succumbed, A disease that walks. One man fought back. He resisted the voices. Perry Dawsey carved out pieces of himself in a desperate attempt to survive. He won. But as Perry awakes in a government hospital, he realizes he can still hear those voices. It's not over. And now it's even worse. Because the infection has become contagious. Contagious is the bloody sequel to Scott Sigler's horror thriller, Infected. Available now, online and in bookstores everywhere. Perry's back, and he's got one question for you. Do you feel itchy?